Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning and happy Wednesday, everybody. We have a two-for-one special today. As promised, I told you guys we would have Connie Heidemann back again. She is the executive director of the Marathon County Literacy Incorporated, and today she brought a guest. So again, two-for-one. Today we have Celine Mejias. Celine is an assistant down at the Literacy Council, and I'm going to let him introduce himself, and we'll talk to Connie in a little second, too. But welcome, Celine. Tell us who you are and how you got here.
Hi. Thank you, Sandy, for having me in this program. I am from Venezuela. I arrived to WASA about 2 years ago, and I started to work in Marathon County Literacy Council with Connie. And we are working together. It's very good experience with her.
Very good. And so could you share a little bit? So there's always things in the news. Right now, every time you turn on the news, we have wars happening in many countries. We have a lot of things going on in our own country. And it's Wausau, Wisconsin. We don't get a lot of excitement around here, which is a good thing and a bad thing, I think. But there's a lot of people like you who are here from another country and don't have as good of an experience as you do here. But how did you get affiliated with the council, and how did you meet Connie?
Sometimes people ask me why you are here in WASA. This is not a question that I decided by myself, could be the destiny, you know? So because I had been in different part in my professional career of the world. So I am here because my family, my daughters, I have two daughters, and one of their or her are living in Florida, and the other is living in Alabama. So I took the decision to visit them with my wife and so on. Then my wife came to WASA to visit her son. So when I came to visit, to meet with my family, my wife family, here in WASA, I feel very good with the, not only with the weather, the different four season here, but with the warming of the people. I had been in New York, Florida, in different places, Kansas City, and this is in WASA, is the place where I found the more warming people in the United States. I mean, friendly people.
That's awesome, because we don't hear a lot about our city. We live here, we've grown up here, whatever. So to have someone come in from outside and say, you chose this place because of the people and the warm reception you got here, that's a huge feather in the cap for WASA, I think. That's very important. And maybe Connie could jump in for a quick second with that being said, because Celine is, you were an engineer, correct?
Yes, I am an engineer.
And your wife is an accountant.
She's an accountant, financial. She has a specialization in financial. She has three careers, if we can say.
Sure. So you guys are very educated, very professional people that chose to come here and are now choosing to help others, right? Connie, can you explain a little bit like what they do for the council real quick?
Well, I ran into them and suddenly saw a gold mine. His wife could not speak much English at all, so they were coming to be learning and refining his English a little bit more. He also speaks French. He speaks a little Chinese. I don't even know all the languages, but he is multilingual, very talented, very patient with everyone, very understanding. And his wife She learned our tax system in 1 year through a lot of classes at NTC. She knows her numbers and is just absolutely amazing. And this is a woman that couldn't even hardly talk to us and understand us at all. So they have become just the silver lining to MCLIT. They have been so helpful in so many different ways that we never expected.
Awesome. And then, again, this we're going to take a break because we're at time right now for break. But when we come back, I flip this around a little bit, and it'll make sense in a second. But we'll hear a little bit more from Celine, and then we'll see you back in just a few seconds. All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for hanging out and sticking with us. We again are here with Connie Heidemann, Executive Director of the Marathon County Literacy, Inc., and her extra special guest today, Celine Mejias. He is here via Venezuela and is now a staple at the Literacy Council. And so usually I start this differently. I flipped us today where normally the first thing I ask you is what wellness means and all those questions. But I wanted you guys to get to know Celine a minute before I asked him about wellness. So it made a little more sense from where he's coming from. So now you're on the clock, Celine. What does wellness mean to you?
Wellness means to establish, it's a harmony between the soul and the body. You know that the body is made, the 99% of the body is energy itself, and the other 1% is mass. So we have to think more in our inside, that is the soul, that is the energy that we radiate to the other ones. The way that you behave, your soul, you can help in other ones. So, I usually, in the morning, I wake up at 6:30 in the morning. I do yoga, 1 hour yoga, and there is some 5 minute meditation. This gives me energy, and when I go to work in MCLIT, I open to everyone who come to MCLIT to help them. We help people not only with basic things like English, math, or different kind, but also talking with the people. I am working in part-time in free clinic. And the free clinic, there are many Hispanic people like me. I try not only to help them to fill out the registration form or translation for them, but also to talk with them, what happened with them, you know, because they are human beings who travel alone. They are far away from their country, like me. And someone here, when they are alone or when they had trouble and they knock the door, for example, MCLIT, and everybody speak English, they feel afraid. But when they see someone like them who speak English, they feel more relaxed. Mm-hmm. This is a soul, you know, to feel people quiet and be friendly, that they can advance in this country.
I love that. That was an amazing description, I think. And I'm tearing up a little bit. But it is true, because I know a lot of people that are not necessarily racist or prejudiced, but that accent, you know, communication is so hard, and it's scary, even for, you know, the opposite. If I was to be dropped into another country, I can't imagine. And I know about 5 words in about 5 languages, and they're probably all bad ones because, you know, that's the things you learn. So to get have people like you that can speak your language and are in the same situation, that's got to be very powerful. And for you to take care of yourself first and then give it back daily, that's amazing.
Yes. You have to take yourself in order to share this energy to another. It's mean, if your soul is not good, if your soul is, you know, tone weird, something, how you can help in others? It's
exactly
a question.
And that's kind of, you know, like the airplane analogy I might have used once or twice. If you've ever flown on an airplane, when they're telling you where the exits are, what do they tell you? When the air mask comes down, put yours on first so you can help somebody else.
Yes.
So that same thing.
Hurt
Take
yourself.
Care of yourself.
Yes.
So you can give it to others.
That's all right.
Awesome. And that's going to be a beautiful place for us to stop this portion. Connie will run through really quick, tell everybody how to get a hold of the council if in need, or even if you just want to volunteer, come check the place out. You guys got to cut down here to see this place and meet these people. And then we're going to talk a little bit more on the podcast, and we're going to get some more messages from Celine and a couple other things that he does and where he does to help people learning some different languages and trying to acclimate to our area. So again, thank you so much, Celine Mejias and Connie Heidemann. Connie, take us out with how to get a hold of the McLitt Council.
Okay, McLitt is right downtown Wausau, 515 North 3rd Street. We're next to Yankee Bookstore and by the 400 block. Our phone number is 715-679-6170. And we are walk-in. So anytime you're by us, and some people accidentally walk in our store meaning to go to Yankees and are totally surprised at what we do have. So it's not for you, if you know of someone else that might need a little help, or if you just want to volunteer, stop in, say hi. If they aren't friendly to you, let me know.
It will not happen again.
Exactly.
And Celine, what would you like to say?
Yeah, may I say it in my native language, in Spanish?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Gracias. Sí, entonces voy a aprovechar la oportunidad para invitar a nuestros hermanos hispanos que se encuentran en Wausau o alrededor de Wausau para que vengan a McLitt. Y en McLitt podemos dar mucho apoyo en diferentes tópicos necesarios para la existencia o vivir aquí en Wausau, como driver license. Le enseñamos cómo utilizar computador, finanzas. Nosotros, como lo estamos ubicados, tal como lo dijo nuestra jefa ejecutiva, directora ejecutiva, Connie Heidemann, estamos ubicados en 515 North 3rd Street, Wausau, a una cuadra de 400 Block, al lado de Yankee Book Store. Entonces, vengan a McLitt y sean parte de esta bella experiencia en McLitt.
Thank you very much. That was amazing. And again, we are going to keep going on the podcast. You guys tune in to WAVLFM.com and listen to the rest of this. You don't want to miss it. And thank you to the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg Studios for sponsoring our studio this morning. And we will see you next week. Thank you so much, you guys, for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. We are continuing with our special guest today, Connie Heidemann, Executive Director of the Marathon County Literacy Incorporated, and Celine Mejias, who is one of her instructors, tutors, assistants. You do all kinds of things there, right, Celine?
That's all right.
And we're going to talk a little bit more on what you do and who you help, because I think it's very important. We have a lot of Spanish-speaking people around this area, and they're in different areas. So one of the places you are at the Landing at the YMCA, right? Mm-hmm. And you teach there. What do you do there at the Landing?
In the Landing YMCA, we are planning with the MCA to open a Spanish section there for the people, the Landing people. So we have, but it's a basic Spanish. Is how to go to a restaurant, how to make reservation in the hotel, how to, for emergency situation when you are outside the country, in a Spanish country, how you have to make the right words in order to help you. It's more about phonics than the grammar.
Okay, it's and we had this funny because I was writing down your name and I wrote it out the way it sounds.
Yes.
And you pointed out to me that that's how you're teaching people.
Yeah,
I'm teaching
using the phonic because in Spanish is obviously different to the other language, like English. Each language has their own way to work. So in the Landing, not only in the Landing, also in McLitt, I had class section, in a Spanish section with about 7 American citizens. It's an American like you. I'm teaching them. Since 2 years ago, I worked with them, and they are improved their Spanish the way that I'm teaching them about phonics. Of course, these in McLitt are more advanced is a Spanish lesson. But the landing is more related with the dimension before, everyday conversation and so on. But there is another thing that I would like to mention, that we are helping the dairy company with the Hispanic employee. We teach them English. So we have experience about one year with the spring, one of the branches of the Breeze Dairy Group, that is Spring Breeze Dairy, and we are teaching them not only everyday conversation, but a specific vocabulary for the dairy company.
Okay, so you said, and it's Spring Breeze Group, is it dairy company, and there's many, right? This isn't just one company, this is two or three different farms, I'm going to call them farms.
That's right.
And there's Hispanic workers at these farms, and we have ginseng fields and things out here. There's a lot of these people out here that I know are not taking part of these services. So that's another reason we want to do this today, because you work again with the Spring Breeze Group teaching their employees. Because are they predominantly, do they live here or do they travel back and forth seasonally?
No, they usually live here.
Okay. Because I would think if it was, you know, traveling back and forth, it'd be more important to get them that language barrier out. But if they're here, that's easier to teach them, I guess, right? Because they're here and they live it constantly. So you're not losing them and coming back and forth.
Yes, they live in here, and we use a platform that is very useful platform. That is called Burlington English. That is online platform, and we use it to teach English for basic thing on high or a specific career.
Okay.
So it's very, I think that one of the best thing investment that McLean had done this year had been Burlington English.
Yeah, it seems amazing because, again, these are things we don't think of because it doesn't affect us. So, you know, we see these workers, we see them around. Whatever, they're here, they must be fine. They're not all fine. They still need assistance. And maybe they were sponsored in here, right? They didn't even, they maybe have zero English, right? Or some of the people you find have no English?
No English. Even they sometimes don't know how to read or write in the Spanish language.
Oh, okay.
So it's very hard job that we have to do. Another thing that I want to add is that not only the landing or the dairy activity we are working also in McLean Learning Center, teaching people about the driving license.
Oh, yeah.
How the people here in Wasa, you have to have a car. So you have to move to work, to the emergency and so on. You need to drive. And we teach the written test, how to face the written test in the DMVA here in Wisconsin.
And I think Connie told me a little story about nobody in particular, but people that are needing help with their driver's license in Wisconsin don't necessarily need to learn how to drive. They've had license in their country or wherever else, but coming here, there's different rules. So they get bogged down in really stupid rules that are putting people in jail for not being able to read a parking sign. And that's ridiculous. So that's where you're starting, right? They maybe know how to do things, but they have to know how to do what we want them to do.
May I mention some of my experience? I had driven in France, Italy, Spain, and without problem.
And then you come here. I 100% believe that. As soon as you started talking, I knew what you were going to say.
I traveled in France from Calais to Paris. Back, you know, nobody told me nothing. The life, everything was okay. And here, no, you can't drive here. What about it? But
let's go to France and see how good you guys are. Come on, so I'll ride with you every day, Celine.
But it's good. It's good because in this way, the people had to know the rules in the driving license because it's.
Yeah, Connie.
I just wanted to say that it does clog up the courts quite a bit, and we have been working with a DA. His wife and him both had to get their American license right after they got here, and they flew through it. They did really well. Can I tell your secret?
Yes.
He failed his first driving test here in America. And
so did we all.
And no, his wife didn't. That was what was so horrible.
No.
But we, as staff, all stood at the door waiting for him to come in, saw his face, and instead of, you know, being sad with him, we all were cheering him on and laughing at him because we know he's a very good driver and he's driven everywhere. And the fact that he failed it the first time, we all thought it was kind of funny that,
yeah,
he's a very good driver. There was no reason. I don't know what he did wrong that the guy jumped on, but it's okay.
Yeah, that is really funny because I, you know, we watch movies and you always see these other countries and I'm like, there's no way. I can barely drive here. And I feel like I'm a fairly good driver, but... Yeah, I get it. So that's very funny. But again, we're making jokes about it, but there's people sitting in jail right now near us for this exact thing, which, I mean, maybe that's a policy discussion we need to get somebody in here about, but you guys are helping to cure that.
Well, both his wife and himself had to do it themselves. Experience makes the best teacher.
Right. Mm. Right. So, yeah, that is very... It's just so... interesting to me because I've seen the name before. I've gone past the building, never just had a reason to go in there or think about it. Saw you guys at a couple things on the 400 block with the little passports and kind of got a little more interested and then ended up talking to you guys. And now I'm thrilled that I know you people because the stuff you do there is just so cool and nobody knows about it. Mm. So we need to get more people knowing what's going on, getting hooked up with you guys. Especially, I mean, we have a huge Hispanic population, Spanish-speaking, that need assistance, and you guys are it. And there's not many of you to help.
Mm.
So what you're doing is amazing work. And, you know, maybe once you start getting some of these people acclimated, maybe they can end up becoming new tutors, too, and helping out their families and new people that are coming in.
But not only Hispanic, we are helping also refugee.
Correct.
Refugee from Afghanistan, Ukraine, and for Africa, from the Congo, Sinhalese, and so on. We are helping. There are many people come to Maclee, and they in Maclee find a warming place. All they start laughing and helping to try people to feel good, because we have, as an immigrant, Marilou, my wife, she told me about her experience the first time that she crossed the Maclee door, when she said she was nervous. She was afraid. Right now, because the friendly environment in Maclee, they could advance that right now she is the accountant of Maclee. It's me. A huge opportunity here, but you have to be prepared. You have to learn.
Yeah, you have to put in some work.
Yes, not only because you are immigrant, you are going to, no. You have to you know, be part of the community.
Yeah, and that's get back to that wellness. Like, you have to get yourself, you're here, so, and I feel like I would do the same if I was somewhere else. Mm. I can acclimate pretty good, and, you know, I kind of think it's fun. Again, we've met people from, like you said, the Ukraine, in all these different places, in the Cultures Day. Connie, what is the name of our Cultures Day happening again? Did we change the name? Is it Community Culture?
I don't remember
either.
I'm
sorry to people I'm slaughtering the name, but...
Tim White is our marketing person.
Okay.
And has a new plan, and I know I've been told, but I forgot.
Me too, and I apologize to everybody. But last year it was World Cultures Day.
Right.
And in a lot of cultures, not all of them, I'm sure, but a lot were represented in food, in clothing, in books, all kinds of things. So as that's coming up, that'll be in June, if I am correct.
First Saturday at Marathon Park.
Yep, and it's moving to Marathon Park this year because it was at the 400 block and we've outgrown it, right?
We need more parking. We're going to have soccer fields. Mm-hmm. Soccer seems to be an international sport that we are getting so many different teams from. It's going to be really good this year.
Yep, so the party's getting bigger. The people in need are more. We have these refugees that, again, you know, you turn on the TV, you see it everywhere else. It's here, too. And these people are important. And they are, you know, we have an amazing, I haven't gone there yet, and I need to get there. We have a Ukrainian bakery that I see the pictures.
Oh,
and I just,
right.
Yeah.
They were our students for a while. And, they are, it is good.
Yeah. And even last year, I bought some clothing at the Cultures Day and the food. I don't even know what I was eating, and sometimes I don't want to know, but it was delicious. And, you know, that's what it's all about, getting these things from the other cultures that are bringing it here. And you guys are like the center of, you're the nucleus of the city here, helping all these people and getting them together. And that's what's really cool. And so if anybody listening to this wants to get involved, you need to get involved. Come see Connie. Come see Celine. His wife and him are down there working every day, helping people get, just get better, right? Get better, get well, get acclimated to the area.
So they are a part of WASA.
They are. They are a part of this community, and they're here to stay, and they're awesome. And, you know, a lot of people, we have accents to them, too. Shocker, spoiler alert, you guys. They don't hear us the same way either. So, you know, meet some people and come see Celine.
Okay, and I think that I want to bring to the table is that we have every summer, we have the medical intern, the American that help people in health. You know,
okay.
How they prepare procedure. It means two medical interns is summer. Come to McLeod, and they prepare material for health people.
Okay, very good. So
to Marshfield Clinic, and they are actual intern people that are practicing just for the summer and coming up with special plans and special ideas. So if somebody has ideas of needs in WASA, we're open to it because we have our little team in the summer to make it work.
Perfect. And again, one of those areas where you don't really think about it, but if somebody has a medical emergency is bad enough, but even just a regular, maybe they have a toothache. Where do they go, right? So that's the kind of thing where you have these interns that are coming to help people on just what do you do if you have an injury or an illness or
pregnancies
something.
And birthing pregnancy are very different in every country. So it's the teeny tiny things that we don't think about that are very scary for some new people here.
Right, right. So, and we're going to talk more to these guys because, again, there's all kinds of things that is going on down there at Marathon County Literacy, and you guys just never stop helping people. It's amazing. I want to close this out for today, and I want Celine to close us out with a message in pick your language, because you have several. Maybe do something in all of them. Show up a little bit. Give a little message to the community here and anybody that can.
In my language.
All of them. Whatever you want to do. Hit us with everything.
It's a challenge.
There you go.
Doing both of them. Okay. In my language, in mi Spanish, my beautiful Spanish, I think that quiero expresarle a la comunidad de WASA el grato recibimiento que han hecho de los inmigrantes. In other words, I want to thank WASA community for the great warming to receive immigrants and to work with them. Es decir, trabajar to allow them to be inserted in this beautiful community. So I think that is the core of my idea is that, you know, United States is made by immigrants from Europe, from China, from different countries. This is the moment that, of course, there are some immigrants that they don't behave in the right way, but we have solutions for them. But most of the immigrants, they are honest people, that if they come, they leave, or we leave our country, it's because we are looking for something better. So, United States as a whole is the start. Now, when the people say, I can go there to establish my life. And McLeod, in specific, is a sample of this reality. McLeod here, McLeod, no, WASA, I said, WASA himself is a sample of the how the immigrant can develop a new life.
That's beautiful. And I don't even think we need to say anything else after that. So I'm going to leave it at that today. Thank you, Celine Mahias, Connie Heidemann from McLeod, Marathon County Literacy Incorporated. And we will talk to you guys again. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.